KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge to meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagTube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagTube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. We'll go through the pre-net check-in folks first. I got quite a number of those. We'll go through those first, and then we'll check on EchoLink. Good evening, K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's in Prosperity. And W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's down in Simpsonville. And N4JRB. That's Mr. James over in Greer. And KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KD4HEY, that's Mr. Jim, he's up there in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KQ4NHB, that's Mr. Danny, he's over in Greenville. And N4ASW, that's Tony and his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're up in Asheville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Newland, North Carolina. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris over in Greenville. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy, and she's in there on the phone with her son Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us this evening. Hope everyone is doing well. Hope all y'all are staying well and dry and all that good stuff. Right now, we don't have any EchoLink stations showing up on the computer, so we'll go to the RF check-in, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, KK4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilomike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, all being negative and negative.
Please check in. WG4MC. This is Matt West from Granville County. Being a Vanilla, 73 on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Hey, I said hello. Dad, please step in. She's a third of the India night. Love and endless. No sadness, but the outfit around to some night, too.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Please check in. N4NLR, November 4. Nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Jewett, India Mike. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. And you can check me in and out, Gary.
KI-4 DOS. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra Robert Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. A fine group of folks to start the evening off with. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick. KK4DMW and their daughter Michelle. KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. To Rick and Michelle, we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Tell Joanne and Angel and the rest of them we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And I will be back with you for some comments in just a little bit. And N4NLR, that's Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And Jim, I thought I caught your voice. You and Lorena started off just about together. But I didn't quite pull you out. But I'm glad you came back and checked in with us. And again, I hope you're doing well. And then we got KQ4OAS. That's Mr. Robert down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Please check in Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor KK4SMV Dale in Ellenburg. Good evening, Gary, and all of you. But everybody have a great evening.
I'm 4DOS. Hey, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf. This is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. And then KO4QLG, that's mother, brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well and hope you exercised your right to gripe yesterday. wasn't too crowded over this way, so I hope that I'll get this out in a minute. I hope you were able to get out and get that done. But I do appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Please check in KC4SKD, Larry, KG4AHS, Rhonda. There's two of us tonight, Gary. Please check us in and out. Hope everybody's having a good evening. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, KC4SKD.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbor's mine over here in Easley. Hope y'all are doing well, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. I got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no rag queue. Do be sure and tell Miss George that we say hello. And also, did you get news from Patrick that we are having a ham fest in Greenwood next year?
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And I'll relay your message in there to Joey, and I'll also relay that up to Patrick. Let him know that Greenwood is going to have a ham fest next January, and looking forward to that. Missed it last year, and just this year, and look forward to getting back down there to Greenwood. Thanks for letting me know, Stephen, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, good evening. This is KQ4MSD, Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta, David, and I am joining from Salt Lake City, Utah tonight. Negative and negative, good to be with y'all.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4MSD. Mr. David out there in Salt Lake City, Utah. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. And, David, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each night at 9 o'clock, different net controllers, but come back as often as you can. Do appreciate you taking the time out there in Utah to check in with us in South Carolina. All righty, let's see here. Let's try Uniform through Zulu. Nope. Let's try the Quebec through Tango one more time. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Recheck, Gary.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Gary, about our ham fest next year, I informed Patrick of it this past Sunday night. When I checked into Patrick's net this past Sunday evening or last Sunday evening, I did notify Patrick that we're having a ham fest next year, and I did ask Patrick to pass it along to the rest of the net controllers, and that's the reason why I was asking. If you'd gotten news from Patrick on that, Gary, but Patrick already knows about it.
I did not know that Patrick already knew about it, but that's okay. We'll try to let everybody know, and we'll plug your ham fest next January coming up, and hopefully you'll have a real good turnout. But thanks for letting me know there, young man. I do appreciate it. Let's move up now in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima. KA5 WLL Leroy. Mobile, negative and negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Sorry, Gary. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane, and I'm at home in Cleveland tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net. Hello to you and Miss Joy and everyone else. No traffic, no table.
KOS. From Travelers Rest, K4 Uniform Bravo Delta, K4 UBD, just above Travelers Rest. Thank you.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KA4WLL, Mr. Leroy, up there in, he's mobile tonight, he's out there mobiling around. Leroy, you be careful out there on the mobile, hope you're doing well. And then we got N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane at home up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Tell Beth we said hello, and Shane, there was some, something illness type going on up there with your family. Hope all of that is doing well, and hope everybody is recuperating. And then I'd like to say good evening to K4UBD, Miss Jan, up there in Traveler's Rest, or a little north of Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jan. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KA5WLL.
I do call you a 4 instead of a 5.
Roger, you gave me a 4 call.
been found. I don't know what I said there, Leroy. I got you down as a KA5, but if I said 4, I'm corrected now. Thank you, buddy. I do appreciate it. Don't want to get anybody's call sign wrong. But you be careful on the way home between Marietta and Taylor's. Got a couple more Echo Lake stations up. Echo Lake stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net, please check in KQ4ROX Scott in Southport, North Carolina. Kilo Quebec 4 Romeo Oscar X-ray. Scott in Southport, North Carolina. Over.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4ROX. That's Mr. Scott up there in Southport, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you're doing well. And AK4HR, that's Mr. Mike. He sent me a text message via Echo Link. He didn't say where he was, but he said check him in, no traffic, no comment. Appreciate you being with us, Mike. Tell Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's see here. Let's go up to the front of the alphabet, then the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73s to you, and everybody on the net.
Recheck one more time, Gary.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like say good evening to my neighbor Dave, KB2BYQ, over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And there was another station, and you and Stephen came in there about the same time. Let me pick Stephen up, and then we'll come back to you. KA4BQA. Go ahead, Stephen.
Gary, one thing I forgot to mention to you about our ham fix next year. I did give Patrick, when I notified Patrick of it, I did give Patrick our radio club's email address, the website to go to keep updated with the ham fest information. So Gary, if you'd like to get information, you can get with Patrick and get our website. Get our club website, and you ought to be able to find the information on our ham fest on our club website. But I will keep you updated as I know more. KA4PQA.
Okay, Stephen, I will do that. And thanks for coming back in and letting me know about it being on the website, on the club webpage. Station up, Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Out being walked by the dog tonight, so I thought I'd check in with you. And 73, thanks for calling in.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W2MJB, Mr. Mark, down there at Simpsonville. Walking the dogs, or the dogs walking him, one. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you and Wendy are doing well. Do you want to check Wendy in while I got you?
Yeah, that'd be fine, Gary. That's KN4HTP. That's Kilo November 4 Hotel Tango Papa. She's at the house.
We said hello. That's KN4HTP down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us. And again, tell Wendy we said hello. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
DOS, please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson, negative, negative, It's good to hear my old friend Walt on the radio. I want to be sure and say hello to him if he's listening. Doing a great job, Gary.
For DOS. KQ4AKE, Wayne in Simpsonville, just listening tonight.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to N4EDW. That's Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you're doing well. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And yeah, Walt's probably still listening. He's going to write you with me here in just a little while. But appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. I hadn't heard enough of you lately. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KQ4AKE. That's Mr. Wayne down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wayne. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up now to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4, HKX, that's Patrick. Home in Penrose, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. And I did get Steven's message, and I was going to relay that to you. But I forgot to get it to you Monday. We'll move it on. But thank you for calling in that tonight, Gary.
In and out, Kilo, Quebec 4, Hotel, Lima, Zulu, Benson, and Marshall. No comment, no chew, but I'll be listening around. Thank you for calling the net. 73 to everybody.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KQ4HLZ, that's Mr. Benson up there in Marshall. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Benson. Hope you're doing well. Good signal into the repeater from Marshall. Any others, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Earlier, this is AK4HR Mike. Just wanted to recheck and give you a location now that I'm finally at home in Simpsonville. Just ran into a little traffic before, but just to update my location, again, Simpsonville, South Carolina, at home tonight. Again, no further traffic, no comments. Good to hear you tonight, Gary. Hope you enjoy doing well. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
AOS and 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, and no traffic, no comments tonight.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AK4HR, Mr. Mike. He's at home now. He's not on Echo Link anymore. He was out in traffic, so glad you made it home safely there, Mike. Not going to be able to make it Friday, but hopefully we'll see you Saturday. I guess it's still on Saturday. But if it is, maybe we'll see you on Saturday. I'd also like to say good evening to N4HHC. That's Mr. Warren. He's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. And, Warren, I'll say the same thing I told Mike. I'm not going to be there Friday, but I hope to see you on Saturday. Hope all y'all are doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Scott, over there on Echo Link, if you don't have audio capabilities, send me a text message. I'd love to get you in the log tonight. If you've got audio capabilities, go ahead and call KI4DOS. By the time, we'll move up to the next alphabetical group, the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. It's K4 Juliet, Foxtrot, Jim, and Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
DOS. Kilo 4 and Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. It's in 73 for each one of you.
request. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, thank you so much for calling the net tonight. I hope you and Miss Joy is having a good evening. And I hope everybody's well at your place. Mary and I are doing pretty good. Thank you again for calling the net. See it in Fletcher. No traffic, no comment.
4DOS. It's a great day, ain't it? Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, I've forgotten her call sign again. Anyway, we live in Greer. And Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And in the meantime, I'll look up her call sign. Sorry, Gary. KK4JBQ.
54DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4JF, Mr. Jim, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JFO, that's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And Sid, I appreciate y'all checking in with us. You know how it is as a net controller. If nobody checks in, you ain't got nobody to talk to. So the people out there in radio land are the ones that make the net. So we as net controllers just sit here and hopefully somebody will get in there and talk with us. But again, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry with a senior moment over there in Greer. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. She's located over there in Greer as well. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Larry, don't worry about it. The only call sign you really need to know is yours. But I've been writing these down for so many years now, it's just like old hat. But I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. You and Miss Donna have a great evening. What's left of it? Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer. I will be in and out this evening, Gary, but I think I'll stick around for the swap net and see what happens there. Over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JD, Mr. Joe, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Joe. Hope you are doing well. Let's see here. I had an Echo Link station up, but he dropped out. Larry, I meant to tell you to pass it along to Miss Donna that she won the door prize tonight. She made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you bringing Miss Donna along. Well, we'll open it up to that big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Blue, over the cowpens. I'll be negative and negatory.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in and out. KI4VLW, Randy. KJ4CRL, Linda, in Asheville.
DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. I'll be standby.
DOS.
good evening to you there, Mr. Gary. It's been quite a while. I hope you and Miss Joey are doing well. If you would there, good sir, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Yankee Zulu, WB4YZ. I am Robert, and by proxy, please check in that one sweet woman of mine, Miss Christie, KG4OSW. Excuse me there. Check us in and out there, Gary. I'll be listening along, but 73's, everybody have a good one.
For DOS, 4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Ms. Joy and everyone on net. And hello, Cousin Robert.
Hey, cuz.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill. He's up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Good signal into the repeater from Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4WTQ, that's Mr. Greg over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. And WB4YZ, that's Mr. Robert and his sweet bride, KG4OSW. And Robert, I hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you and Miss Christie have been doing well. And Robert, remind me where y'all are located. I'm thinking you're down there towards Possum Kingdom, but I'm not sure.
Good old Pete's butt over here in Gaffney.
Remember now. I don't know why I had you south of me when you're over there east of me, but we got you in the log, and it's all right if Tommy's your first cousin. We won't hold that against you. But tell Miss Christie we said hello, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Also, I'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. And I do hope y'all are doing well. And I was pulling your leg about Cousin Robert over there. But y'all take care, and glad that y'all got to speak to each other tonight. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet. A through Z. But I forgot where the alphabet was. Maybe a Z through A. I don't know. All the way through the alphabet. Call KI4DOS. Means that we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All those wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Thinking KF4BVJ, Terry and Taylor's just checking in and out. I was just trying to get into the net, but I didn't get my antenna hooked up in time. Thank you, sir.
Call and name again. Do it all. Yeah, give me your name, location, and you call. I was reaching over getting my swap net book, and I didn't write none of that down. I think it was KF4BEJ. If I called all the call right, correct me, please.
Yes, sir, that's right. KF4BVJ. My name's Terry, and I live in Taylor's. Thank you.
I do appreciate it, and I apologize for that. But we got you in the log. Thank you for being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well. Now, going back to our, do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. One more call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start the reading of the swap net book. Call KI4DOS. DOS, and a Blue Ridge 2-meter swamp net. First item I got on the swamp net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. HF transceiver, he has the microphone, the manual, the box, the power cord. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. Fella has two 5-element 2-meter beam antennas. He would like $80 each for these antennas, or he would take $150 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-986 IntelliTuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7200. He says it's in excellent shape, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply speaker combination. That's a somewhere between a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker in it, and he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. That's a 2-meter mobile rig. He says it's in excellent condition. He has the manual, all factory accessories. He says it does not have the TSU-6 tone board in it, but they are still available online. And he would like $115 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TL922A. That's a 1 kW amplifier that wired for 115 volts. It does have the 10-meter kit. It's been added to it, and then the front panel shows it. It comes with an operating manual, a service manual, and an interface cable for Kenwood rigs. He would like $1,400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody list anything tonight, and didn't have anybody take anything off, so we're all right there. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. David and my wife Marie, AF4SX, Southern Greenville County, Honey a Pass down here around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. And good evening, everybody on the net.
AF4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to say good evening to KF4NXY. That's Mr. David and his sweet bride, AF4SX. That's Miss Marie. They're down there in Southern Greenville County around Possum Kingdom. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Let's go see who's first up on a clean, shiny, dry stamp this evening. That's K4OIM, Mr. Walt, over there in Inman. Mr. Walt, what have you and Miss Joanne and everybody been doing?
I've been enjoying this new video, baby. I got up Tuesday morning, and I threw that time now to attend it. Hooked my signal, sent a letter to it, and my throat, and started back tracking, and I got to run of the throat that went into the header on the other throat. I went down the throat, and the radio was on. Zulu. So that was other to that, which it wasn't that the magnifying light, and there was a fat seven to it. So I took some truck seven, this sounded it, and when I went to throw the truck back into the head, and remember the ladder tapped down in it. I stretched it back down in there and pushed it to the drop pivot, and the radio was in time, did it?
That is good news. I tell you what, you pay that kind of money for a new rig, and you're enjoying it, and then it dies on you. And, you probably saved yourself a ton of money, keeping from having to ship it out to California and then to find out what was wrong with it, and then send it back to you and all that. Well, I guess you'd have to pay shipping both ways, maybe. I don't know. I think that's what you said, but I'm glad that you got that silly thing fixed. You braver than I am, Walt. My eyesight's not as good as it once was, and all that surface mount stuff, I tell you what, it just... my daughter-in-law works on it all day, every day, but she's got a microscope that she puts hers under, and she can see it and look at her computer monitor and do all the stuff she's got to do. But I'm glad you got yours fixed. I really am.
That was not the two myself, but now I've got a question to you about this exercise. I've got this other animation on the video about this other animation on the antenna to me, and then I've had an instance of an amazing person sitting up here on the radio. I got my signal from the radio moving into the air, out of the air, over into the antenna tuner, and from the antenna tuner to my left, maybe up to the top, and out to my antenna, which one of the it's the earth is it to rise up there.
Golly, let's see. Let's see. Mine comes out of the radio and goes into, it don't go through the amplifier, it goes into my antenna tuner. And then it goes out of the antenna tuner to the meter. I'm out of the antenna tuner, Walt, because I don't know whether the amplifier's gonna have some reflected signal coming back off of your antenna. It'll go into your antenna tuner before it comes back to your radio. So that should dissipate the heat and all of that. So I think that's the one I'd use.
Yeah, if I do it that way, then the light meter up on top is it's a false side. That then goes out to the
that's coming out of the exercise.
is out of sight, is it?
But, you know, the more power you put out towards your antenna, it's the more SWR. Your SWR, the higher your power goes, the higher the SWR is going to go in most cases, if you've got any. And which we all have it, whether we want to say we do or not. But I hope you get it all straightened out there, Walt. And if you tried that, well, I don't know. Like I said, I come out of my antenna tuner and go into my amplifier. If my amplifier's not on, it doesn't affect anything. You know, it's just like a straight jumper through there. You know, I'm not hurting anything as far as that goes. But I've got on my rig here, I've got to come out of the radio, go into the antenna tuner, out of the antenna tuner into the SWR watt meter, and then I run that into the amplifier, and then out of the amplifier goes straight to the antenna. And you know, I don't hope I can. I have hooked the watt meter up on the output of the amplifier just to see what kind of power I was putting out, but I use it for that. I don't use it for SWR.
Something happened today that I was told by two people. Well, that's never happened to me. I guess everything happens once. they said it a little differently, but anyway, I was out with the car, just running a little errand, and noticed the fuel gauge. It was saying I need more fuel. So, pulled into my usual station and turned off the engine. I think it's not a good idea to refuel an automobile with the engine running. And I was I had some anticipation because it's been a while since I put any gasoline. I don't run this vehicle that much, and but I had noticed for a couple of trips that it was getting on down there toward E, and I promised myself the next time I go out now, I'm gonna refuel this vehicle. So I was doing just that. I had some trepidation because with gasoline prices being what they are, I didn't know what the result would be. But I was pleasantly surprised. It didn't go over 40, you know. And that was, I thought, a tolerable, you might say. So I got back in the car, pressed the start button, no go. So here I am, sitting in the stall, you might say, with a very active around me, cars going this way, that way, and here I am stuck. So I fortunately had taken my phone with me, and I gave Donna a call. She says, I'll be right there. So she came with her Prius. Now therein lies part of the story, the big part of the story perhaps. And so she pulled into the stall next to me. Fortunately, well, I stood in there. Didn't have to wave anybody off, but I was prepared to do that. And so she gets out. I began to attach the jumper cables. I did so to my own vehicle. Well, the negative side anyway. Left the positive side hanging loose. And I started to connect it, and I kept looking around and looking around, and I didn't see a battery. The battery to start the engine is in the very rear of this vehicle, as I came to understand. And so she carries the book with her, fortunately. So we started reading, you know, right there in front of everybody. We're reading a book while trying to jump one car in another. Yeah, so anyway, we were doing that. See, we finally figured out where we should attach it. And along about that time, some fella came up with a big Ram pickup and says, you folks need some help? I was proud to see him. His car was already running, and he had no problem connecting to the battery where you expect to have a battery. And so anyway, the long story short, I got it back home, put it on a charger, and we'll see if we can bring that battery back. KK4JPQ.
You kind of went a different way on me. I thought you was going to tell me you run out of gas before you got to the gas station. And I was going to tell you that in my pickup, I changed the letters on my fuel gauge. It's got an R and a W. The W is over there where the F mark is. And, the R is over there where the F mark is. And the W is over there at the E. And that's either ride or walk. You know, so it starts getting close to that walk area. I stop and get fuel. I try not to get my truck over a quarter of a tank low because you get it much lower than that, then the fuel pump, which is inside the tank, it gets exposed to the air and the heat and all of that. And the gasoline actually helps keep it cool while it's running. So I try not to let my fuel get too terribly low in the truck, as far as that goes. But, yeah, these new vehicles and, excuse me, the newer vehicles are, yeah, the batteries are not always where, they were when we were growing up. When I was hauling BMWs, I was surprised to find out that in a good many of the BMWs, the battery is under the right rear passenger seat. I thought to myself, BMW's a nice automobile, but I wouldn't want to have to be sitting back there on top of a battery. Because those things have been known to do other things than sit there idly and crank your car. So, anyway, I'm glad that you got your vehicle back home. I hope you're able to bring that battery back. But I'm glad you didn't run completely out of gas. I'm glad you got to the fuel station. And I was noticing today while I was out, gas has come down just a little bit.